It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. Such a pleasure this week to have Jill Atwood with me, Senior Communications Strategist for the Department of Veterans Affairs. Susan Spears is here, CEO of the Utah Association of CPAs. And Kristen Sokol is with me, Professional Relationship and Dating Coach. I just thought we'd have a little fun, if you'll indulge me. I listened to this podcast. Alan Alda is the host of all people, and it's about science. It's Clear and Vivid. That's the name of the podcast. But the reason I bring it up is because at the end of each interview, whether he's interviewing somebody from NASA or a celebrity and everything in between, he asks his guests the following questions. And I want to pose as many to you as we have time for. Susan, here's the first question, and I'll go to each one of you on each question. Here we go. What do you wish you really understood?
I really wish I understood how people operate. I wish I could understand where their feelings come from so that I could communicate better with them and get rid of biases.
Beautiful. Jill?
On that same vein, I wish I could figure out how to communicate with my right-wing brother so we could come together and have a rational conversation. Why do you feel that way? Why do I mean, he screams at me for being a government worker, bleeding liberal. And I'm like, what happened? We grew up together. Like, how are we so different?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm really good at people, so I'll give you girls some of this. And what I really want to understand is math. It's just math. I'm so bad at it. I'm real good at people. I'm so bad at math. And it's like a, you know, it's like this weight that I continually carry around with me. Luckily, I found a profession that isn't very heavy on math, but I still feel bad about it. I wish I could really just do math.
That's awesome. All right. Here's your next one. I'll start with you, Jill. How do you tell someone they have their facts wrong?
I just bluntly tell them they do with a smile. And then I explain why. Okay. I'm not one to beat around the bush.
I like that. I've always liked that about you. But yeah. Like Kristen, how do you tell somebody they have their facts wrong?
Well, I would probably start out by saying, well, I see things differently, but I'm interested in understanding, you know, what some of the sources are that you've used that has led you to that. Because if there's something I'm not aware of, I sure want to know. Can you show me the sources?
Beautiful.
When I get involved in Facebook altercations, that's usually my go-to is, oh, beautiful. Really? Hadn't heard that.
What about for you, Susan?
I'm probably along those same lines. I'll lay out my argument or my fact base or whatever, and I'll say, this is where I gathered this information. Obviously, you have something different. Can you share with me where you got your information, and let's see if we can reconcile it.
Hey, Kristen. What is the strangest question anyone has ever asked you?
Okay. So one time I'm a dating coach. I'm a relationship coach. And I was at a singles conference, part of a panel. And I had just a gentleman who raised his hand and asked this question, you know, related to dating. And he wanted to know, at what point would it be safe for him to reveal to a woman that he's dating that he had season passes to Universal Studios and Disneyland? Because he didn't want to be used for his season passes.
That's hysterical. I love that.
It was the most adorable question.
What about for you, Susan? Strangest question you've ever been asked?
Boy, I am drawing a blank on that one. I feel like I get asked strange questions every day.
I bet you do.
It's like, how can you hide this set of golf clubs from my wife when you do my year-end accounting? I mean, I've been asked that one a few times.
Oh, that's funny. What about you, Jill? What's the strangest question you've ever been asked?
So this actually came from my oldest son, who's 16. He's like, Mom, what do you like about men? And
oh,
I was like,
gosh.
Well, I had to think a minute.
Yeah. How am I going to answer that to my 16-year-old?
I went to the positive initially, of course, because he is a growing young man. But I also said, you know, there's a few things that you could probably work on to have a successful relationship with a woman. And that is to listen and to love and to find time for her. So that was actually not that long ago. And I was like, wow, that's a tougher question than I ever anticipated. And it was out of left field. I don't even know where it came from. Just that I think he's now experiencing with young women and and wanting to date. And so he's, you know, dipping his toe into that pool. So I was very positive. I did have some jaded thoughts, but I didn't go there.
That's good. Okay, let's see if I can get one more in. I will start with you, Susan. You're at a dinner table sitting next to someone you don't know. How do you start a genuine conversation?
I'll usually ask them where they're from, or I'll make a compliment if I like what they're wearing. You know me, I'm a shoe girl. If they happen to have a good looking pair of shoes on, I'll usually try to say something complimentary.
I love it. Kristen, you're at a table next to somebody you don't know. How do you start a genuine conversation?
Okay, so this is actually, I have a formula for this that I share with my date coaching clients. So I call this my CRQ formula, and that stands for compliment. So Susan's right on track, compliment, but then you follow up with a way that you relate to that thing, and then you ask them a question. So if you like somebody's shoes, you say, that color of shoes looks so stunning on you, or I love the shape of that shoe on your foot. And then you say, who's the manufacturer? And then you say, I had a pair of, that manufacturer's shoes, and they were my favorite shoes for years and years. And then they're going to respond, and then all of a sudden you're in the middle of a wonderful conversation, if it's possible.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Jill, you're sitting next to somebody you don't know. How do you start a genuine conversation?
It's the same thing. I don't even need to take your classes, Kristen. Like, I know that. It just happens naturally. I'm like, girl, I'm going to assume it's a woman. I'm like, girl, look at those earrings. Those are stunning. And then she'll tell me where she got them. Usually I got them on sale at Nordstrom. I'm like, that's the best. And then we're good as gold from there. What do you do? Tell me about your family. But it all starts with acknowledging something positive about that person.
Such wisdom from my guest this week. I wish we had time for the other questions. We'll do this again sometime. Wouldn't that be fun? Let's do it again.
Really, yeah, love it. Yes.
Oh, thank you to Jill Atwood joining me on the program today, and Kristen Sokol and Susan Spears. Have a great weekend, you guys.
Thank you.
Good to see you all.
And we'll see you next week here on A Woman's View.
If you enjoy Amanda Dixon, join us back here each weekday for news and stories important to our community. Amanda hosts Utah's Morning News from 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.